And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Merrick Carr, poet, memoirist, born in Groves, Texas, 1955. Grew up in a household with two heavy drinking parents, but a household that was always full of books. She'd published two collections of poems by the time her first memoir came out, 1995, The Liars Club. Second memoir, Cherry, came out 2000, and her third, Lit, in 2009, about her recovery from alcoholism and her conversion to Catholicism. Merrick Carr, who said, "I think as fiction has become more hyper-intellectual or dystopic or unreal, I think people hungry for the real, for real lived experience, have been forced to migrate to memoir." It's the birthday of the poet who wrote, "Were you ever out in the great alone when the moon was awful clear and the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you most could hear, with only the howl of a timber wolf, and you camped there in the cold, a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold." Lines from The Shooting of Dan McGrew, written by the Canadian poet Robert Service, born in England in the town of Preston, 1874. It's the birthday of Lin-Manuel Miranda, born New York City, 1980. Grew up in the Latino neighborhood of Inwood. His father was a political advisor to Mayor Ed Koch of New York. Boy grew up listening to Broadway cast albums, went off to Wesleyan College, founded a hip-hop comedy troupe called Freestyle Love Supreme, got a job as an English teacher at his old high school. He was very impressed by seeing the musical Rent, and he wrote a musical of his own called In the Heights. He was still in college, but it opened on Broadway 2008, won a Tony for Best Musical. Then he picked up a book in an airport bookstore, a biography of Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow, and he was inspired by it to write the blockbuster Broadway musical Hamilton, opened in 2015. Here's a poem for today by Lowell Yeager, After Second Shift. She stopped to shop for groceries, her snow boots sloshing up and down the aisles, the store deserted, couple stock boys droning through cases of canned goods, one sleepy checker at the till. In the parking lot, an elderly man stands mumbling outside his sedan, all four doors wide to gusting sleet and ice. She asks him, "Are you okay?" He's wearing pajama pants, torn slippers, rumpled sport coat, knit wool hat. Says he's waiting for his wife. "I just talked to her on the payphone over there." He's pointing at the Coke machine. "What payphone?" she says. "That one," he says. "It's cold," she says, and escorts him inside. "Don't come with lights and sirens," she tells the 911 dispatcher. "You'll scare him." They stand together. The checker brings him a cup of coffee. They talk about the snow. So much snow. They watch for the cop. This night, black as any night, or a bit less so. A poem by Lowell Yeager, After Second Shift, from his collection Or Maybe I Drift Off Alone, published by Shabda Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turned cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.